morelikeradio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey, you.
Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in the More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Hey, smokers, you stink. I'm not talking about your character. That's a given. I'm talking about your clothes. It's time to kick the butts and move over to something more pleasant. I'm talking about e-cigs from Smokeless Image. They're cheaper than cigarettes, don't smell, and are available in a wide variety of flavors ranging from mints, fruits, desserts, or the traditional tobacco flavors if that's what you want. Simply go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke for all your vaping needs. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
You basically have to pay a guy to carry you up to your house every single day?
Well, I think you pay him a month.
I thought you were asking me for a second.
No.
No. Dutch, do you? Because that's weird.
No, that'd be weird.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Sometimes I pay Royce to carry me around.
My back hurts a lot.
What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Your boobs. Sean, Florida. Is that a Florida story? It is.
Marie? You are the one who relegated...
I know, but see, for the listen, Dutch, can you back me up on this one just once? You saw what I was doing, right? Obviously, I knew it was a Florida story, Sean, because A, it's on your screen, and B, I sent it to you. But the fucking listeners don't know!
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show!
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right
no,
now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men bungholes.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga! Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780 or hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. First let me start with it's a 514, 2014, blah, 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 that. Yes, we were supposed to interview Phil Lord today, but it got pushed to next week because...
His assistant was all like, oh my God, we didn't finish the movie.
Yeah, they're still in post-production, so he couldn't get out. So he'll be on next week. Sorry for anyone that was tuning
sorry for that teasing all week about having super friend director Phil Lord.
That he will be on next week.
Sorry for the inconvenience.
Yeah.
Sorry he has to finish up 22 Jump Street. God.
You guys
just
really
so cool and busy. So like.
Whatever. I told us whatever, bro. Just like that's fine. Just
we
like,
were like. I mean, you should have done your homework.
And then I was like, what? Do you like Jonah better than us? Because that's what I call him because they're all friends. I'm like, oh, you like him better than us? Because we're Hollywood types.
Who?
Sean knows what I'm talking about.
I still have to refer to him as Mr. Hill.
Mr. Hill? Really?
Yeah, I just don't know him that well.
Oh, I'll tell you what.
Not that Hill. That's Hank Hill from King of the Hill would be what you're looking at there.
I'm talking about Jonah the Hill.
Jonah. Okay,
Jonah the Hill. Yeah, he is fat like a hill.
Okay.
Aww,
be nice. So we had to add extra fun prep right at the end because we put, you know, all this other stuff.
Because we slacked off thinking that we could just BS the last half hour. Yeah.
Wait, jacked off?
Yes, we all masturbated and regrouped.
In a circle.
Hot?
Mm-hmm.
It was a circle jerk and pull.
Sean, did you have
a
story?
More of a swipe, I think.
Oh, we're done with all the
all the formalities.
All the formalities and the banter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're just not going to just introduce anybody ever.
I mean, if you want, I guess I'm fair.
I mean, what's today's date?
I already did that.
Oh,
he already did the date, Sean. You just don't pay attention whatsoever.
No, I'm busy thinking ahead for the show.
Like yeah, what?
Busy getting nervous, having to read the first
story. I want to hear this. I want to hear this. What are you plotting ahead for us? I want to hear what master plans you have that you were too busy.
Well, ever since Denver has legalized pot sales, revenue is up and crime
don't
is down.
Change the topic.
You're just trying to get Dutch on your side early.
Yeah.
If America, I would never call Dutch over to my side. If America's first marijuana legislation. Oh, Jesus.
Want to try that word again?
Why are you so nervous, Sean?
Want to try that again, space weather?
Oh, my God. Try being smart about something other than the weather for once.
I was going to go, it's legalization.
You know, you've been doing hippo juice for like a really long time.
I know.
You don't really need to get nervous.
How did you say that word again?
I was going to try to say legalization, but I spat out legislation sloppily. It was
sort of
awful.
Oh, you want to try again?
Not really.
Restart. Do we have restart music?
No.
Dutch? Didn't you used to have a reset? It's Friday, Friday,
gotta get down on Friday. Wait, was that it, or do we have something else?
It's
no,
Wednesday.
It was the Venga bus.
Oh,
or Venga
okay.
Girls, or yeah.
All right, go ahead.
All right, restart.
If America's first marijuana legalization experiment is any indication.
It's not an experiment.
The end of prohibition can start smoothly, since retail
what
sales
is this, the 1920s?
Of recreational marijuana.
The roaring 30s.
Began in Colorado, revenues from marijuana sales have continued.
Continued, huh?
Continued.
They have continued, huh?
You okay, whoa, buddy?
Hey, I had some contrary the other night.
Continued. Trending
Royce,
up.
What did you do to Sean?
I have no idea.
At the same
time. It was touching
like
that tree.
At the same time.
That legal tree.
I'm exhausted. It's not easy getting this swole.
At the
same time, crime in Denver, home of most recreational marijuana
and
shops.
And most death.
In
and
the
home
state,
of the Brave.
Has dropped nearly
the
across
Broncos.
The board.
And the home of the Atlanta Braves.
Yeah.
Colorado and Denver's experiment with legalization
now, what's
is...
Now, Colorado?
It's a state.
The home of RoboCop.
In other words, going well.
That's Detroit.
The state.
So pot's doing good.
It's doing well. The state sold nearly $19 million worth of recreational.
Now
pot.
Is
that
19
a lot?
Is 19 million good?
Up from 14.
Well,
million.
I can tell you $100 if that was me.
For all
so 5 million higher than before.
Yes. Well, in January and February, it was 14 million a month, and then
man,
19
I wish
million.
Other reports would come out as fast as these reports come out. They have money statistics for every month.
Well, they use that stupid Gallup poll that's a poll run by horses, I guess.
Also, the Denver police...
The counting is usually done. It's done monthly.
I don't think that's true.
Nah.
Yes, it is.
I've checked on Obamacare, and they don't...
Like Obama.
They don't, yeah.
Like Obama doesn't care. Celebrate good
Obama, come on! Jesus, Sean, why don't you tell us more about this Colorado and making money and having less crime all the...
The Denver Police Department's crime data shows that violent crime from January through April dropped
is
by 5%.
Is anyone else bored by Sean's
what about
story?
Hilarious crimes?
0.6%.
Is there hilarious crimes? Because I'd like to see those.
How many clown gangs are in Colorado now? Great.
Do you think every state could do this, though? Because
yes!
You know, it's not like a huge like ghetto. I mean, there's certain parts
I'll tell you right
of it,
now,
but it's
Florida
not like crime-ridden like a Chicago or anything like that.
I mean, why not? It doesn't matter where. It's...
Well, that's I'm asking the question. Like, do you guys think it'll work everywhere?
Yes.
Yeah. Why not? Why not? Why not in Florida?
Turn into a mess in Florida.
Yeah.
Why?
My first thought is that like you know it, more crime or just you know more people would like be getting beaten up coming out of pot stores and stuff like that because people are getting beaten up coming out of 7-Eleven in Chicago.
By that logic, they shouldn't sell bubble gum.
First of all,
I mean,
Chicago.
Because people are getting beat up. I mean, it's fucking retarded.
Well, I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying, though. My point is that for that,
would higher
so
crime
anything.
Areas really benefit from this?
Listen here, Dutch. Everyone knows if you're high, you're less violent and more lazy. So by the mere fact that more people have the opportunity to legally get high, there's going to be less crimes.
I fucking love how Dutch talks about Colorado like it's this fucking golden palace in the sky where we can legalize everything because it's so white
here. It's called trying to start a conversation like out of a boring topic.
Okay, and this is
you say that,
and this is called me making comedy out of it by making fun of you. You see, then we're gonna say everything we're doing. I'll do that.
When you make fun of me.
I like it though. It's fun for me.
It's fun for me.
So majority wins. Dutch sucks.
I could kind of see his point.
No, don't do that. That's what he wants you to do.
Thank you, D.
He's only going to break your heart.
Big fucking boobs.
Woo!
He's only going to break your heart.
I mean, only in that, like, if there's a lot more crime, are people going to rob the actual pot stores more, you think?
No.
I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. I'm just thinking, like...
You're saying that we should all rob pot stores, D? I don't know if I can get behind that.
Feel like that was what she was saying.
I don't know. I kind of feel like you guys think that it's just...
I rob it and then...
No, you
as soon as it gets legalized, we're going to get a bunch of horses and gangs and just fucking lasso up clerks.
That was my entire plan. Now, are we not going to do that?
I can get behind a robbery if horses are involved. Old-fashioned Western
and
robbery.
Bandanas?
Yeah.
Give me my pistols.
Like a little shootout? Oh, it'd be
the
awesome.
Hippo Juice Gang.
I don't know.
We're family of gangsters.
But, I mean, basically, what you're doing is you're thinking small by thinking with the legalization.
It's because of my
pot.
Little brain. I'm not a genius like you, Space Weather.
I know.
It's just because you're female.
Space Weather.
Marijuana is more than just about selling the pot itself. It's
about smoking it.
All of the things.
And the experience.
No, it's all of the things that, by legalizing the plant itself, hemp.
Oh, like causing more jobs because people have to grow said pot.
Well, I agree with Sean.
That could happen. But what I'm saying
is... And then
is,
there's like the cooking jobs because they have to like make the pot into other stuff.
You can. Like you can make hemp oil. Hemp oil can be
so we're just job creating all over this goddamn country.
Fiber. You can make hemp into fiber. There's all kinds of different things that you can use hemp for. That's where the money is.
Sean talks like Bob Ross painting happy trees.
Well, you just want to change the channel? Yeah, I know.
Or stay on it for way too long.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
So what else are you going to say? Bubba a fucking pot? Shrimp stew, pot sandwiches, pot tacos,
brownies.
Pot pizza.
Hemp oil.
Pot brownies are
scampi
delicious.
Scampi pot.
Yeah.
Hemp clothes.
Gumbo pot.
Hemp rope.
Made some really good pot brownies.
Hemp paper.
Hemp biscuits and gravy.
That sounds delicious.
That's racist, John.
It is.
I was sucking my lower lip from here.
Whoa.
Whoa, Jesus.
That's about it.
All right. I guess we should do this.
Hold on. I want to know why John thinks that it won't work in Florida.
Because of how the size of the state and also the amount of like the high crime rate that's in South Florida.
No, elaborate on the size of the state. I want to know more about that.
John, real
state's
quick.
State's a lot bigger than Colorado.
Okay, true.
And how does that hinder?
I think it's just longer. It's skinnier and longer. They're roughly the same size.
I think he meant population size.
Thank you.
So it has to service a larger population is what you're saying.
But what about California? Because California already has medical marijuana.
And it's bigger than Florida.
And it's way more populated. Los Angeles has 10 million people in it alone.
So are you trying to tell me that the crime rate in California has significantly dropped?
Yeah, I'd like to see those stats.
I'm sure marijuana-related one has because they're not enforcing it as much.
The problem comes more from the fact that it's only medicinal. I think Colorado's having more of that. As far as the less crime goes, because it's
but once again, I was in Colorado with the recreational stuff. It's not like every city either. There's like four cities that you could drive to and get it. So it's also
for some reason Colorado Springs is dragging their heels on this one.
California was bankrupt for a decade straight almost, and once they legalized medicinal marijuana, they started actually turning a profit in the state of California.
I'm not saying it's not beneficial. I'm on the side of the argument that we should do it everywhere, but I'm just saying, do you think we're going to have as good results everywhere as like they have had in Washington and in Colorado?
I think it's going to help Iowa tremendously.
Yeah.
Well, it should because it's more efficient than growing corn. And you can make more money growing it than
and
you
also
can grow
Iowa's
corn.
Terrible and people will be happier if they're high.
The government as soon as it gets legalized federally, the government would subsidize it.
But then what's
going to
happen with corn and all the corn subsidies.
Well, I'm pretty sure corn will go back to making music again.
What's Iowa going to do without corn?
I don't think better pot means less corn production.
No, they're just going to take away all of our corn fields, and then we're not going to have ethanol.
I don't think they'll make the Billboard top 100.
You can make.
We're not going to be able to drive cars.
Maybe they can cross breed them and make popcorn. Similar to popcorn. could you imagine popped popcorn?
Popped popcorn.
Popcorn's addictive as it is.
Hey,
what's up? I'm Orville Redenbacher the third, man. And I have this new one. It's called Pop's Popcorn, man. I mean, you just throw it in the microwave and then maybe you want some later. Just buy it, man. You like it. It's
you heard it here first. Hashtag copyright.
I don't know how it would work. I don't even know how it would work.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I mean, you know, like you just, you know, open up the box and just
it's really good if you burn it and fills the house up. Then you don't really have to eat it just yet. You know, you get like the secondary thing.
And we use 11 herbs and spices, man. Guess what the herbs are?
Pot. Are they pot?
Guess what the herbs are? You're an idiot.
It's a good pot guy voice.
Hey, like, who's got the herb? I do.
That's so true. People that are stoned sometimes aren't very good at telling a good joke.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Gosh
damn it, it's John Sanzeri funny sometimes.
Yes, John, you're very funny sometimes. Thank
Yay,
you.
John. Just
let's all clap for John.
Everybody.
Yay.
Yay, John.
What was that?
I don't know.
I think Joel was about to play something.
It was my portable audience.
And it failed.
Well, John is so funny, and we always try to help him because he had, you know, trying to help him get the ladies. We decided
the ladies.
We're going to help him as a group.
Oh my God, it's 420.
Wait, we're helping him right now?
As a group, yes.
As a group,
yes.
Helping John.
We're helping John. We're going
Find a
to
lady.
Make John.
It's like a dating intervention, except with tits.
We are going to make John an OKCupid account on air, a real one now, to really help him get girls, not a goofy one like Wayne for Dutch. A real one.
It got canceled within like a week.
Yeah. And we are going to help translate John's mind
into the world of reality.
Into the world of reality. So, as I guess impressions don't translate well over text, I figured we were going to call this segment OK Stupid. So, Marie has a... Perfect. Marie has the account set up. I guess we'll start with... I guess we just follow along, right?
Yeah, let me... First, I'm just going to add in his Facebook avatar so that he has...
some sexy pics.
Yeah, I know.
Just for right now. So we can add in more pics later.
If you put my Facebook avatar, everyone's just going to think I'm Deadpool.
Yep. Well, we can fix it later, but I just needed to get an image going.
Post some of those pictures in the chat because I want to see them.
Yeah, while I do this... People, help me out here.
Sexy pictures.
Help me out here, Midge, and give me some good photos. But I'm going to start out with my self-summary. I get to write a self-summary about Mr. John Sanzeri.
Now, are we writing it, or should we have what he thinks you should say and how we should translate John to the rest of the world?
That's a good idea.
John, okay. If you had to summarize yourself into a small paragraph, how would you do so? Stop after every sentence so we can translate.
I am adventurous.
Well, that's a very simple sentence. Thank you, John.
I think what John meant.
I think what he meant to say. Here we go. He said, "I'm adventurous." Detail. We should say, "I like Six Flags."
No,
that's the other thing he does.
I'm sure he does, but I think we could elaborate.
A small paragraph describing himself. That's what we need to put in here.
Right. So, okay, so yes, John is adventurous. So we need to, knowing how John is, we need to elaborate on his adventurousness.
Okay.
Always Sorry. Like to John. Find ways to have a good time.
Oh, Jesus, John. What are you, a Hallmark card?
Hold on.
This
we
is
can
why
only,
I have you guys here.
We can only translate so fast.
Okay, but how about this? How about instead of every sentence, we just tell him, do a full paragraph. What is a summary of John? Go.
Are you asking me?
Yes.
athletic.
No,
into
John.
Sports.
Yes. He's doing a
athletic
paragraph.
And into sports is the same thing.
Well, let him go.
No,
let
no.
him finish, and then we'll edit.
He
we'll
is both an active participant.
To spit out the information first.
He likes to participate, but also watch sporting events.
Go ahead.
Moviegoer, animal lover.
Okay.
Moviegoer, adventurous animal lover.
Are you writing this down as he goes?
Yeah. I'm making a mental
anything
note.
He says, just write it down, and we'll recap
I'm,
when he gets
I'm
finished.
I'm jotting it down, stream of conscious, and I'll have to fix it in post.
Okay. So keep going, John.
Like Phil Lord in post.
Funny. You're
pretty just describe
funny.
You. How would you describe yourself?
Funny, energetic, youthful.
What are you, a Pomeranian?
Streetwalking keto.
Youthful.
Okay.
I'm not buying a puppy. It's a puppy.
Young at heart?
A dog.
There you go. I'm young at heart because I like cartoons. And
he
I'm
also likes Owen Hart. Wait. All right.
Keep going, man.
It's a good paragraph.
You're doing good. You're doing good.
Bang up job here.
Yeah, maybe something about your family. Maybe about something about your friends. Just keep going.
Where you're going in life. Yeah.
What am I doing with my life?
Write that down, Marie.
What am I doing with my life?
That could be translated to open-minded.
Call me Ishmael.
And also bisexual.
Call me Ishmael.
Oh, don't do that.
Yeah, you totally should.
God damn it.
She's just writing down what you say, so keep going.
I'm just
going
to get a whole bunch of cutters.
Not a big Melville crowd?
Do you not?
Yeah, I know. It's a hard read.
Bartleby the Spigner.
Okay, where do you work, John?
In the cosmic universe called life.
Hold on, because the next section says, what am I doing with my life? So let's just try to summarize.
What do we have so far, Marie? And then we'll edit that.
All right.
Can we just write
I'm an adventurous, athletic moviegoer and animal lover. I'm funny and energetic, youthful at heart. Young at heart. I like cartoons. What am I doing with my life? Call me Ishmael.
Oh my God! Why are we? Can we take out the "Call Me Ishmael"?
No, that's a must keep. That's a must keep.
Okay, fine.
Actually, move that to the top. That should be the very first thing. It should be "Call Me Ishmael," and then you put the rest of the stuff.
Right, because you know, if she's educated and reads, she'll know that's from Moby Dick.
Call Me Ishmael / Call Me Maybe.
No, that's really gonna send confusing signals.
Or all the right ones, Sean.
She's gonna have to be a genius and retarded at the same time.
So, call me Ishmael. Are you Jewish? Because
no.
I don't know what that means.
No.
I don't get it.
No, but
He's cute, but I don't date Jews.
I'm circumcised.
Lucky.
I'm not.
High five, bro.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't think you have to put that in the profile.
You do. But to be safe, though, you should.
Wait, I wasn't listening. What now?
So what, are they supposed to be surprised? Like, it's like... Like surprising.
Right. I think it's a common courtesy
Make
to
sure
say
you
that
put
you're
on
unflipped.
There that he's not circumcised.
But like no, in a nice,
don't,
but like,
don't put that. That'll probably
hold on.
Get my account deleted.
But in a gentlemanly way,
the tip of my dick
I'm
is hidden.
Uncircumcised.
Don't write that.
Say my parents' thoughts on circumcision are considered liberal.
No, don't do that. I thought this wasn't a joke.
It's not. Remove the circumcision.
But in a gentlemanly way.
That can't be reverse voice. Okay.
But you can.
Sure it can with some crazy
with
glue and
small weights.
Crazy glue and speckle. What are you doing to your dick, John?
What aren't you doing?
Fortifying it with nutrients?
I'm not doing something right.
Oh, he has to clean it out every time he pees.
That's not how it works.
Yeah, that's not
you
how
guys
it
don't
works.
Have like crust and shit going
oh
on?
Oh, my God. Bro, what the
do.
Fuck?
No, that's a myth.
What do you
really
think?
Gross.
What do you think it looks like?
Gross. Can't even watch porn with guys. Not like mine.
Shut up, fucking diva. You dick diva. Shut up. It's fine.
I'm with
you
Dutch.
You fucking dick diva.
Dick diva.
I think this is the only subject where I ever agree with Dutch.
50% of this show is uncircumcised. I will have you know right now. So you guys better fucking calm down.
50% is wrong.
No.
The percentages are wrong. I don't even have a penis.
I meant of the people that can be. 50%.
Okay.
Weston Echoes says we should add, quote, I have a late night parking lot fetish, end quote.
That sounds rapey.
It does. Yeah, right. Very.
Now, define rapey.
Oh, make sure you put down no fatties.
No fatties.
Don't write that.
No, you don't write that.
I'm pretty sure right, even non-fat people find that
pics
offensive.
Pics or GTFO.
No.
Pics or
GTFO.
Tits and a dick.
LMFAO.
LMFAO.
Tits and a dick or GTFO.
Guys, can you delete? I really want this to work, and it won't.
Okay, all right. What do we have so far?
Okay, all right. Call me Ishmael / call me maybe. I'm an adventurous, athletic moviegoer and animal lover. I'm funny, energetic, and young at heart. I like cartoons.
Okay, someone delete all that and make it sound good.
Okay, no, just delete the first part, and I think anything after that. I think the ending it with "I like cartoons" kind of has like a little cutness to it. So that
do they actually have ghostwriters for dating websites?
They do now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
All right, so we don't want to say "call me Ishmael" / "call me maybe."
I think you should leave it. But that's just
keep "call me maybe." Keep "call me maybe" out. Maybe
as
but
a
just
as
Ishmael.
A woman who's picked men.
Yeah.
Okay, Cupid.
All right, so just call me Ishmael. I'm an adventurous, athletic moviegoer and animal lover. I'm funny, energetic, and young at heart. I like cartoons.
There you go. All right, what's the next one? We got a lot to fill out.
All right, next one. What am I doing with my life?
I currently work at Divers Direct.
No, that's not in. Say I am a pirate ship hunter.
Say you're a spear fisherman.
A sunken pirate ship hunter. That's good.
Say you're a spear fisherman.
Deep sea diver.
Deep sea diver, spear fisherman.
Yeah.
Are you licensed instructor?
No.
Are you licensed?
You are now.
Are you licensed though?
You are now.
Yes. Now.
Okay. Otherwise put down that you're licensed and that you love going diving. So get hot.
Muff diving.
Hold on. To go diving.
Hold on. I already have. I am a sunken pirate ship hunter and deep sea diver.
Fantastic. Boom. Nailed it.
That's not bad.
All right. Save just like that.
Yeah.
Fish make me horny.
John,
if you have gigantic breasts, I will worship the ground you walk on.
Later, that's
don't write
what
that.
Am I doing with
don't
my
write
life?
That.
Okay, well,
that
we'll
is
just,
what he's
my
doing.
Right,
with
we'll
life.
Just we'll move on to I'm real. The next one is I'm really good at blank.
Retweeting
identifying
boobs.
Fat chicks that are on Stuffer 31.
Okay, we're trying to spread a net here.
Okay,
like a Spider-Man.
Impressions.
Net?
John is really
you're
good.
Funny.
He's really
you're
good at impressions.
Funny. Quick-witted?
You're not really good at being quick-witted. You're really good at something.
I'm good at something, but I don't know what it is.
Why
there
can't
you go.
I
write
say
that,
impressions?
Write that.
I'm good at something, but I don't know what it is. That's not bad.
I'm really good at something, but I don't know what it is. Save.
There you go.
I like it.
All right.
It's mysterious.
Oh, yeah.
John's very
all right.
mysterious.
The next thing. The first things people usually notice about me are...
My package.
My smile.
I was just going to say smile.
My wallet chain.
My Harry Guido chest.
My wallet
sexy
chain.
Sexy Harry chest.
If we wanted to go this way, are you trying to pick up chicks or are you actually trying to like find a girlfriend?
I don't know.
Does it matter?
I would say my bulge.
No.
But Joel noticed first.
Well, we can say and his manly chest hairs.
Manly chest hairs.
That's fine.
Oh, my God.
Say chest muff.
Don't say chest muff. Manly chest
muff. Manly chest muff.
I like chest muff.
The first things people usually notice about me are my smile and manly chest hairs.
No, I'm muff.
I don't think muff is appropriate.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Oh, here we go, John. Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food.
All right. Let's go with book.
Book.
Coloring.
Book. Yep.
RoboCop.
Uh-huh.
Book of RoboCop.
Damn.
Yes. Book of RoboCop.
The novelization of RoboCop.
I was gonna say the girl with the dragon tattoo.
Okay. The girl.
That's pretty rapey.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's why I was kind of like stand out. Like, I mean, it is my favorite novel.
Yeah, I know. But
how about Fifty Shades of Grey?
We'll be honest. It's fine. It's fine, John. It's a legit book. Movie. Favorite movie.
Girl with the dragon tattoo.
I would like to put that, but we can probably maybe put something else.
Wolverine.
No. Damn.
Come on, John. First
so
one.
Many
first
movie.
One.
Yeah. First one.
Crossbones. Crossbones. Right.
Yes. No. fuck. I just had. God damn it.
Crossbones. Something silly.
Silly.
Sure.
Charlie's Angels.
No.
It's up there, Charlie's Angels.
Fifth Element.
Okay. Oh, good choice.
Deep.
People like that. Your favorite show, TV show.
Multipass.
Archer. No, wait. Yeah, Archer.
And I literally typed Archer. No, wait. Yeah, Archer.
There you go.
Perfect.
Music. What's your favorite band or type of music? I guess it could be genre.
Breeze. Anything but.
Anything but Breeze.
Anything but slow jazz.
Anything but.
Only polka.
Slow jazz.
But if I had to pick one, I'd have to say rock.
But if I had to pick one, it would be rock.
And you know, I actually get turned off by people who say things like when I say what kind of favorite music. I listen to everything.
Everything.
Oh yeah.
But I legitimately do listen to everything.
Favorite bands too.
Oh yeah. Do you have a favorite band?
Name a favorite band.
311.
There you go.
Okay. Favorite food, John, and go.
Dicks.
Chicken fillies.
Milk steak.
Milk steak.
Like when they made Charlie's dating profile.
Do you spell fillies with a Y apostrophe S or IES?
I don't know. Just depends. Do you want a party?
P-H-I-L-L-Y.
He's not.
You can say chicken I-E-S. Philly sandwiches.
Yeah, I'll say chicken Philly sandwich.
Sandwiches.
With a do you want me to say sandwich?
Chicken Philly sub.
Do you want me to? Okay, I'll say sub.
Chicken Philly sub with a glass of milk steak.
Milk steak.
Ooh, this is a fun one, John.
With a glass of milk steak.
Ooh, I like the next question. The six things I could never do without.
One.
My big boob porn.
Six times.
Yeah.
Large press on Twitter.
My laptop.
Okay, laptop.
For number two, to show that he's a businessman, his pager.
All right, what was it again?
Six things you could never do without.
All right, cell phone, my kitty.
Aww. My kitty. Aww.
Kitty.
I'll put an exclamation mark.
Name? Sasquatch.
Aww.
My kitty.
Sass.
How do you spell Sasquatch?
S-A-S-Q-U-A-T-C-H.
Q-U-A-T-C-H?
A-T-C-H.
Oh, yeah.
Sasquatch.
Yes.
Okay.
All right, how many is that? Three? Is
you've done three. Laptop, cell phone, my kitty Sasquatch.
Oh my God, what the fuck is this?
It shouldn't be that hard. Think of it like your house is on fire. What's the first six things you grab before you run out?
Oh, okay.
Would your guitar be one of them?
My,
like your bass?
Friends important to you?
Yeah, my bass. My bass guitar.
Yeah, bro, you know my bass guitar. Yeah.
All right.
Slap it to bass.
Yeah, or friends or family or human interaction, is that on your top six things?
About that.
No, Dutch, you didn't forget about it. You were just projecting your life on everyone else.
Oh, I guess so.
John?
Because you're unlovable.
Question?
Dutch.
I'm sorry. What happened?
I got it.
You still have two. You have still two more. You have two more things that you can't live without. And I would suggest maybe saying friends and or family and or something living.
Western Echo has a suggestion. He says my GIMP outfit.
Ooh, or your fushigi ball.
A clean wax taint. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, there you go. There's two. My friends and my family.
And my clean wax taint.
My clean wax taint. Sounds my like a song name.
My taint looks like a bowling alley floor.
Jesus wow. Christ.
All right, I'll read them one more time. So you tell me if you want to change something. Laptop, cell phone, my kitty Sasquatch, my bass guitar, my family, and my friends.
Yes.
Okay. Family and...
Come on, get to the part where I get to pick chicks up for him. This is going to be fun.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. I spend a lot of time thinking about...
Big
boobs.
Oh, God.
Boobs.
Tits. Yeah, you
got to put boobs on there.
Boobs.
Oh, my God.
That's being honest. It's you have being to be honest. Honest.
And also, hold I'm on. Sure a girl will get a good laugh at
wait
that.
Wait a second. Marie, you're a girl, kind of. Would that turn you off if you're reading that profile?
Not if I say on all lowercase with a period at the end of it.
Okay. D, your girl also kind of. Would that be a weird thing?
No, I'd be like, oh, good, I have those.
Okay, well, they're both weirdos, so do whatever the opposite of whatever they see.
Oh,
so take
true.
Boobs off.
No.
If you guys think it's okay,
no,
normal.
It's what he does.
Normal women aren't going to like
lie
it.
For John.
Right, normal women might not like it. I don't know how normal women think.
Oh, because John's going to date a normal woman.
Whoa.
I didn't want to go there, right, but now that we're
I mean,
I say that knowing that I'm not a normal woman, nor is D, and nor do we ever like normal people.
That's she has. Okay, now I'm back on Marie's side.
Fine.
Yeah. What if we don't like John's Okay Cupid girl?
I know we have to like her.
Yeah,
you're not dating her.
If John marries her, I want to be friends
you're
with her.
You're not dating her. Marriage.
How this turns friends. Into them.
Relax. Yes,
this is
all
you.
About us.
This is very much so about me.
No, it's not.
I can't have this bitch be taking John away from me.
Well, relax. She's still.
I have an answer.
I'm on Marie's side because she's still upset over what Dutch did
to us. Shut
up,
John. This isn't about you.
Yeah, this isn't about you right now. This is about what Dutch did to the group.
Pipe down, John.
Dutch fucked over this whole group.
Part of the group.
What?
Nothing.
Sorry, John. I apologize. What was your answer?
It was what's going to happen the next day.
After your date?
Now you sound like a hypochondriac. You don't want to do that.
What's happening tomorrow?
Shut up.
What was the question?
About the future.
I'm always thinking about my next move.
You want to answer the question with or what's going to happen tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah, wasn't the question like,
what do you think about the future?
I still like boobs.
You can think about more than one thing.
I think everyone likes boobs.
Okay? I think a simple, short, and sweet, he thinks about boobs.
Depends on.
Yeah, boobs.
How about you? The easy answer would be boobs, but actually, I also like butts.
Right boob, left butt.
Just right. I like big butts, and I cannot lie.
I think if you just put boobs, because like most guys are going to sit there and, you know, try to make it seem like they're a nice person.
Yeah.
You just have that. Be honest with it. You know, they'd be like, hey, this guy's funny.
Marie,
I like long walks on the beach and a nice.
I'm skipping to the next question.
No, get Carlos out of here.
I'm not changing boobs. I'm not changing boobs.
But also copy and paste for Mix-a-Lot's entire Baby Got Back lyrics.
No, it's too long.
There. Okay.
All right. Next question.
I like, if I'm being honest, I'd say boobs, but also.
It's so wordy, though. I like how simple it is. Just
all right.
I guess you decided.
Go to the next one, Marie.
All right.
Good job, Marie.
On a typical Friday night, I am what?
Wet.
Oh. At the car show with my friends.
It's true.
Really? With Barbarino? What is it, the 50s?
No, that's the honest to God truth.
Go grease lightning.
Why wouldn't John go out to Tower Shops?
Uh-oh. Guess what the next question is.
Mm. How big is your dick?
The most private thing I'm willing to admit.
I have a boob fetish.
I have a bleached asshole.
He once fingered a girl's butt when he thought it was vagina and then crashed his car into her garage. He did, and that's true, and that's private.
I once dated a girl that wanted me to feed her like a pig.
No.
That would be fantastic.
I'm not trying to date you, Sean.
I'm so hard right now.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yep, he is.
What was the question again? I'm sorry.
How hard is Sean?
The most private thing I'm willing to admit.
Very.
All right. John, the most private thing you're willing to admit.
I almost got molested when I was 16 by a surfboard instructor. Wait, what was he again?
I don't know what he was.
A doctor.
I really miss my I wish I could have said goodbye to my grandfather.
Oh, that's
a good one.
There we go.
You should put something in there about how he takes care of his Nana.
Wow. That makes up for the boobs. Now he's sensitive.
Now he's sensitive, but he also likes boobs.
But like, instead of Nana.
Jesus.
Aw.
He's gay.
Okay.
Her name is actually Meemaw.
Okay. Now.
Aw, that's even cuter.
Stop with the
aw. We're going to start narrowing down what John's looking for now. All right?
Ooh, here we go.
Okay. I want girls who
tits,
like.
Washbird abs and a big butt.
Washbird?
Washbird.
So you can wash a bird.
They wash themselves with
birds.
You could wash a bird on.
It's like a bird bath, but on her. Like my chest.
Belly?
And a butt I can bounce quarters off of.
Bird is the word.
Bird.
Okay. I want straight girls only. Straight girls only. Bi girls only. Girls who like guys, which I don't know how that's different from straight girls only. And everybody.
Straight girls only.
Because girls who like guys could also like girls.
But then girls that say that all they like are guys can also lie and be bi.
Wait, what are the options? This is weird.
Yeah, it was weird.
They could lie on the whole
thing. It's weird. Okay.
Whoa. Just put bisexual girls.
Yeah, just to be safe.
Just put bisexual girls because... Who doesn't
John's
like
bisexual
type, girls?
Like
but that might turn off straight girls.
And that's not
girls
a problem.
Girls who like guys. Then.
Fuck straight girls.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to turn off bi girls with straight girls.
Yeah, girls who like guys is vague enough.
That is vague. I like that. Okay. Age range. What to what?
I'm tapping out.
6 to 12.
21 to 21 to
22.
48.
I don't know. I've never really dated a girl that was my age. You know what I mean? So, like, I just assume that girls that are 30 are like stay at home moms that are looking for like another.
I would say keep it as wide as possible just in case.
I don't want to date old chicks though. That's the thing.
You don't have to date everyone who talks to you.
How about we say
no, you have to.
How about we say to 35?
18
21
to 35.
Fine.
What the 18, 19, 20 year old?
You don't
have
faggot.
To say yes to 35.
Go higher than 35. 30, listen to look at the distinguished gentleman over here.
Why are we leaving out the 19 and the
because John's 32. You're going
to
be 32.
Sure, he wants to go to a bar.
So?
So yeah. 35.
How else is he going to get him drunk so he can do them?
That's why I always 21 deal with, to 38. Have to be at least 21.
Okay. Next up, does she have to be near you? Yes, right?
Yeah. Yeah, because one of them on dates.
Okay. Status, must be single? Yes or no?
No, doesn't matter.
No, it does not.
Take a married chick.
Single.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to date a married chick.
Not dating. Fucking
banging.
Yes,
holy Christ.
You do want to
bang. Chicks rule.
John, here's the thing, okay? Married chick, right? Husband, normal sex, guy on the side, all the dirty shit that she's too embarrassed to tell her husband she likes. Real simple.
But I don't want to have to get into a fist fight with a
all
guy
right,
that's trying
fine,
to alpha.
He's looking for
single.
Love.
Single. Okay, single.
John,
it has
it's
to be single.
Boredom.
It has to be
you
single.
Get a gun and you shoot him. Stand okay. Your ground, bro.
Single. All right. Are we looking for new friends, short-term dating, long-term dating, or casual sex, or all of the above?
Casual
all
sex.
All of the above?
And yes.
He's just looking. He's looking
for
all
everything.
Of them.
He doesn't
all
care. Right? He, his
he's looking
knows,
for love.
Who knows?
Okay, and then
looking punub.
The last question says you should message me if
you have
big boobs.
You yeah. If your boobs enter a room before you do,
that's actually really funny.
No, I don't think that's something we should put. We got one boob reference.
If you think about it, it's technically always correct as long as you have breasts.
Listen,
no,
I get
no,
it.
No, wait, that's
I
not true,
because
if your stomach's fatter, oh, that's a good way of saying no fatties.
I guess it's a good way.
It's a good way of saying no fatties.
You're still going to get hit on by fatties. I'm just, there's going to be.
A great big fat person.
Should I save that? Your boobs enter the room before
you,
do?
Someone fun and athletic, you said?
Yes.
Likes to go out and do stuff.
In the
all
butt.
Those things that Dee just said. You but should. Also tits.
But also tits.
Okay, hold on. Like, if you are fun, energetic, and what was the last thing you said, Dee?
Like, you like to do things outdoors, right?
And
so
outdoors.
You like to do things outdoors. Period.
Dot.
And also
period.
Tits. And also tits.
And also tits.
Isn't tits a little harsh? Shouldn't we say like something like, I don't know, softer than that?
I could say B-E-W-S or B...
Bubes.
Bubes.
That's funnier.
Bubes.
And also bubes.
Bubes.
Okay. Should I do a heart after that?
Well, did you put all those pictures up already?
And also bubes. Okay.
I've only seen one that makes me look like I have like a balding hairline.
John, that's all your pictures because you're balding just like I am. Just accept it, okay? It sucks. Accept it. It sucks. But just fucking live with it, bro. I had to shave it off. It happens. You'll be happier afterwards. Trust me. You'll just be happier instead of having to fight it every day.
Yeah, just go with the Bruce Willis.
Trust me.
Okay,
it's just easier.
There's a couple of questions that we need to fill out. Regardless of your future plans, what's more interesting to you right now, sex or love?
Crap. Sex.
Okay. Answers you'll accept from somebody else. Sex, love, any of the above.
Any of the above.
Any of the above.
Okay. Importance. Irrelevant. Wait, what?
What?
Hold on.
Something about an elephant.
It's the importance of it. Is very
irrelevant,
important.
Irrelevant, the elephant?
That they...
Because you'll accept any answer this question is marked irrelevant. Oh, because you put any of the above, the next question, so we can skip it. Important. Oh. This is
Marie. John's Facebook
Sorry.
Photos are Photoshops. I'm
is
having trouble finding real pictures.
John, is astrological sign at all important in a match?
No.
Yes. No. Answers you will accept from somebody else. Yes, no, any of the above.
Will you do anal?
Any of the above.
Any, yeah, sure.
All right, skip. How willing are you to meet somebody from OKCupid in person? Totally willing?
Totally
hesitant?
Willing. Totally willing.
Okay.
Totally willing.
Answers you will accept from someone else. Totally willing?
Totally
hesitant?
Everything.
Not interested?
Totally. No.
All of the above.
Oh, no, no.
The hell does that mean?
Not hesitant. Don't put hesitant. Fuck okay. that. You don't want fucking these basic bitches.
Okay, so everyone's
I don't
totally
want no basic
willing.
Bitches, yo.
Right, Dutch? No basic bitches? He knows what I'm talking about.
Only people totally willing to meet each other. And importance, is it a little important, someone important, or very important?
You just fill it out yourself.
Yeah.
It's very important.
This is very important.
And put no ratchet bitches also.
No ratchet bitches.
No ratchet bitches.
Let's make sure.
Answer.
But dicks are acceptable, but only 6 inches and other and under.
Over.
Because
over.
And under. And have under. He's higher. A gentleman.
Have you smoked a cigarette in the last 6 months?
Yes.
No.
No, he
no.
hasn't.
Answers,
I smoke hookah, so like that doesn't really count.
That's like 17 cigarettes.
Answers you will accept from somebody yep. else. Will you accept that they smoked in the
you
last
want
to 6 months?
A smoker?
Or do you not care?
I do not care.
He doesn't care.
Any of the above.
Because I didn't care. I wouldn't care.
As long as she doesn't sound like this.
Only if she sounds like this.
Which would you rather yeah. be, normal or weird?
Weird.
Oh, my
weird.
God. You're getting me so wet downstairs.
What do you want her Ooh. To answer?
What
so do you want hard. Her to answer,
weird.
Normal or weird?
Weird.
I said weird.
No, but her has to be weird also.
What's
I'll answer
name,
that for
her.
Yeah.
Everybody has to be weird?
Yes.
Yeah. Important.
Everybody has to be weird.
Importance level?
Very.
Very.
Okay.
This is not going to work if they're not weird.
All right.
I swear to God, if I don't get a cutter.
Could you date someone who was really messy?
Yes.
No. Yeah. Well, what if they smell like their armpits and shit?
Well, no. Smell is different than messy.
Messy meaning
That's
like
the next question.
Live.
Oh.
John, no. No, you want somebody clean.
Yeah. Yeah, because I don't want no fucking...
No scrubs. He wants no scrubs, bro.
Okay.
Yeah.
We just want to have to be scrubbing behind
and
somebody.
And I don't want no pigeons.
All right. And answers you'll accept. Would they want you to be clean?
I would imagine.
Are you clean?
Yeah.
Okay, so nose all around. Is this important to you?
What?
What important?
Is it important that you guys are clean together?
Yes.
Okay.
Just hit yes. These are boring questions.
No matter how hard I want it clean, she has to do anal.
Could you date someone who does drugs?
Yes.
Yes.
But there's also an answer, yes, but only soft stuff like marijuana.
Yes, only soft stuff like marijuana and meth and heroin.
Yes, no, yeah.
And meth and heroin.
Okay, same for her?
Whoa, I thought bass yes. heads were Ace of Base okay. fans. Whoa,
very
whoa,
important. Whoa. Go. All right. Would you strongly prefer to go out with somebody of your own skin color, racial background?
Yes. I don't want no black bitches.
Whoa.
No, that's just being honest.
You're going to come off as racist, though. You can just say no to the
So they can go fuck themselves if that's a problem.
No,
Same.
But other
I like
people,
John wins.
Other girls who aren't black but don't like racist people might think you're racist That's, and then yeah. they don't want to
date you.
Do
you know how this
you.
Works, D? It's a,
yes!
It's searching out. It's going to filter out anybody who's going to even see his page.
No,
so,
although it is funny when
No,
like,
this is going to match his questions against other people's questions and then they're going to give him a percentage of how much they're
you
matched
didn't build
for.
The site. You don't know.
No,
I do know because I've used the stupid
You
thing.
Know me.
Actually, D knows a lot because she reads statistical data on OKCupid. And
yeah, so if you thought D was exciting, you're completely wrong.
Although it's kind of funny that whenever I would filter searches on other dating sites and I would put Caucasian, a black person would show up here and there. And I'm like, I don't think you know what Caucasian means.
Ooh, interesting. They're talking about gun control now. Do you believe your country would be
oh
more or less safe if you
What is
if every
this?
Adult C-SPAN?
What
gun?
The hell
just
is this? I like guns.
Yes.
Man, John just wants to get
answer.
His dick wet.
I don't know what John wants. Do you want more
you
guns?
To answer all of these,
yes,
by the way.
If she has a gun, that's fucking hot.
Okay.
Write that.
More safe.
And by the way, change your racist comment back to any kind of women. I don't want him going out with Klan members. I'm not going to allow
I
him.
Do.
But I don't
Skinheads.
Want a black bitch.
You don't have to date her.
You have to go
you
out with a
skinhead.
You can
say no to her. No one's making
I
you.
Think John thinks this site forces you to do things.
He does. It does.
It does.
This isn't okay rape.
They
this
come
is
to your
okay
house.
Cupid.
Don't worry, John, you won't have to hurt their feelings. If someone messages you that you find unattractive, we just won't respond.
You delete it.
Next question.
I remember, look, when I did this like years ago on Match.com, it asked like what type of body type, how tall they are. And,
yeah,
and,
the,
or,
OKCupid
or, like,
doesn't
what's
do
their,
that.
Like, okay, well, whatever.
Unless you pay for the premium service, you can't sort by body type or color or anything like that.
Oh man, I'd be all about chest. Boom.
Question: do you want your next? How long do you want your next relationship to last? One night, a few months to a year, several years, the rest of my life.
Until she dies.
Does it have to be a whole night?
Until the final rose petal falls.
Does it have to be the whole night?
Do you want us to be a rest of your life scenario, John, or a one night stand?
What if, I don't know.
What is a couple
like
hours?
I don't know.
You're in the middle of the road. A few months to a year. We'll
there you go. That's fine.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's like 600 of these questions.
Okay, can we skip all these?
Oh, God, there's 600?
Okay.
Once he's answered enough,
why didn't you tell me? Why don't I just read the two messages we've received while we've been answering these questions?
It's probably welcome. Probably welcome and your username.
Did you add his pictures already?
I added one.
Hey, which one? Is he handsome?
No, he's an avatar.
Oh, come on. Okay. First off, let's add some handsome pictures. Can we do that before we go to break?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Somebody send me some handsome John pictures. Go to his MySpace. He has one where he's on top of a tank for some reason. That one's pretty hot in. But
yeah,
no,
that tank was in the
no,
ghetto.
But
by
no,
the
but
way.
You want pictures of what you look like now. You don't want to show people what you look like when you were 19 either. So I don't think
John,
you
do you have an Instagram?
People.
I do.
I can connect to Instagram.
Hooray.
Hooray!
What's your username? Or can you type in the Skype
room? Give me your username and password on air.
Type in the Skype room so you don't get
no,
your password.
Say it on air!
Don't
well, everyone should know if you follow me on Instagram, it's John's
no, but,
epitome.
Okay, but I don't know your password.
Oh, that. Yeah, you should probably type
that. You should type that. That in Skype. Don't say that on the air, please. I don't want people hacking John's Instagram.
Yes, please, John.
Posting dick pics on John's Instagram.
More than there already are, anyway.
I hope his password is password.
It's not.
That would be great.
Oh, I actually have a password as password for something else, though.
Maul says, John is my fellow big booby lover. I think I don't even know what Maul looks like. I have no idea.
Me neither.
I mean, I know,
yeah,
she's
I know.
A woman.
I'm dying to know what she looks like.
And she's not going to show us for whatever reason.
No,
I think she's
not.
Witness protection or something.
Whatever.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah, only one Deadpool pick. That's the other thing.
CIA, probably.
Yeah,
probably
you could
like
do
CIA.
One. Domino's a good point because, you know, who doesn't like Deadpool? But no more than one. You don't want to make it seem like all he does is dress like Deadpool.
You should put the one where he's holding a baby up there because girls like that.
Girls, bitches love babies.
Bitches love guys who hold babies and puppies.
Yep. And stitches get bitches, bitches.
That's not true.
All right, are people going to send me shit or what?
They're probably going
sorry.
To.
Yeah, John, send her pictures.
Yeah, what's
wait,
wrong with you?
Who are we talking about?
You.
Where
we
do I
pictures
find pictures
you?
To upload?
Here, I'm putting one in the chat.
Okay.
I think Dutch is having an aneurysm.
John holding a baby.
Yeah, I would definitely add
that.
Oh,
you don't have to upload all of them now. Just sign up
no.
and go back later and
no.
put his own ones on.
No, we're putting some of them now because we're gonna look for some girls during the break to show samples of who we're going to message. And that's fine. We just two or three pictures are fine. So that one's fine. And let me find another one where John
Ooh, lives. I like this old-timey picture. It's hilarious. It's a Photoshop.
Which
but
one?
But it's funny. I'm posting it in the chat.
Let's see.
That picture's great.
That's a good one.
I thought you were going to do the one with the top hat. It says, I only touch children for...
No!
Educational purposes.
Yeah.
I'm picking the pictures that if I saw on a profile would make me message you.
Dee's very good at this.
He looks cute and fun.
Dee is very good at this.
So do you already have a Deadpool one, or I would add one?
Sure. Makes me look like, oh, my God. No.
I didn't post that. There, him with the beer. He looks normal, but also fun.
Who the hell's that cocksucker in the background with his eyes closed?
That's Ryan.
Oh, hi. Hi, Ryan.
Are we?
I thought
we're
he was
uploading,
dead. There you go. In that one,
we're
boom.
Uploading. Wait, the beer. Wait, Geppetto beer.
Not the, not
the
Geppetto.
Jacket.
All right, ignore Western Echo.
So the beer.
Only,
yeah,
the
no
beer
Geppetto.
The beer one.
The beer one and the one underneath the one I posted where he's when he's like the dude from the video game. He looks.
But
he looks pretty good in that one.
I really like Dennis's suggestion. I mean, he's really.
I like the old timey pick as well.
I just good job, Dennis.
All right, so we'll upload these. Then we'll do a fun search for, I guess, has big boobs are a must.
Oh, no. My God.
That's the Al-Qaeda one, and that's some
yeah,
new
yeah,
kid.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
I wouldn't. We're trying to get people to message him.
Wait, what about there's one on my Instagram. If you guys are on my Instagram, there's one with me with like spiky hair, like kind of like a selfie pic before.
Well, I connected your Instagram, so I don't know what that does.
Oh.
If that
lets people go check him out.
All right, cool. We'll figure it out during the break. Let's go to break. When we come back from the break, we still have a whole bunch of stories. We'll figure out the okay stupid thing, see if we find a couple tricks to send messages for. Phil Lord will be on next week. If you heard at the beginning of the show, he had the move.
I must have missed that part.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's okay.
It's all right.
So, Marie, if you want to pull the break up, that would be great. Phil Lord next week.
More Radio!
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL48 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL48 at adamandeve.com.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? Tee Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast. Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
See it right there. It's done. Bing. You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show, that way no one can be mad about that.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
Hey, man.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh. Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop, are you?
No, that sounds like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slide off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
They're wacky, they're zany, they're a little bit crazy, they're missing the redneck, but that's okay because they're still here. That's right, the Sully Show. Sundays, noon to 2, right here on morelikeradio.com. Make sure you tune in, check out Dumbass of the Week, the best of Craigslist, and more. You never know, might even have a special edition of the Redneck News. That's right, the Sully Show, following Tattoos and the Touchdowns, new to two on Sundays on MoreLikeRadio.com.
The newest episodes of Talk Radio Meltdown air first on More Like Radio. Listen to new episodes every Friday starting at 4 p.m. Eastern at morelikeradio.com. More Like Radio has a lot of great shows, including ours. Talk Radio Meltdown every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern on More Like Radio. Listen in at morelikeradio.com.
Here at More Like Radio, we're all radio professionals, especially Kevin from Alcohol by Volume. Marvel as he winds his way through the twists and turns of Skype.
And you're about to get a Skype call.
Here we go. Answering the call.
So, yeah, not to interrupt this exciting hockey talk, but what's going on, guys?
And call not found, and he dropped me. That's fantastic.
I was under the impression this was a drunk show, not bore everyone that's listening show.
Well, I'm still in the process of drinking.
I think we lost Kevin, or Kevin decided to be lost.
You're still in the process of boring people.
And I just realized I put Dennis on hold somehow. This is that nightmare that I've been having of at some point finally getting on call and talking to somebody and being on air and everybody else just dropping. Dennis is back
there
now.
There you guys are.
Sorry, look, Dennis.
Wow, fucking radio professional over here doesn't know how to add people to conference.
Alcohol by Volume, Tuesdays, 6 to 8 p.m. only on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Do you like video games? Are you a little antisocial? Well, listen to Antisocial Gamer Radio, Tuesdays from 3 to 5 on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus, a side project of Talk Radio Meltdown featuring me, Jack Gill, and Nicole Mossy.
Oh my god!
It's an hour of covering topics that we didn't get to during the most recent episode of Talk Radio Meltdown, but with a more focused approach. Or, at least, that's what we're trying to do. You can hear Chatty Wampus live on morelikeradio.com every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. Podcasts of the show will be available at talkradiomeltdown.com. If you've already subscribed to Talk Radio Meltdown on iTunes, the new episodes of Chatty Wampus will be posted right there, so you won't need to subscribe to a new feed. Talk Radio Meltdown presents Chatty Wampus every Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
The Cousin Joe Show.
One drink.
You cut.
I mean, it didn't even take him 20 seconds.
Did you fart my drink?
20 seconds. You take an alcoholic's drink away, they know. Right away, dude. It's just like, it's like a dog.
Oh, was that the bit while I was taking a piss?
Like, where'd my bed go? Like, it's like someone going to sleep and just like, who took my bed? Like,
so that was the hilarious bit while I was taking a piss. Let's see if the alcoholic notices drink missing. That's what you did? You fucking pieces of shit.
Worked.
And why is Marie in the chat saying the song was so much fun to sing? Well, did you play the Pussy Poppy song?
No.
There's no video right now because the connection fucked up earlier. People are going to think it's like a bit. I was out of the studio. I was taking a piss. Did you?
I know. But you fucking...
Did you fart my fucking beverage?
That's getting cut. That's such a promo. That's such a fucking promo.
Shit, my pants. Nigga called it a beverage.
Tune in to the Cousin Joe Show live Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
You gonna be all right, sweetie?
Yeah.
All right, go up and change. Come down for dinner in a little bit, okay?
Well, what's wrong with her?
Oh, she had a really rough basketball practice.
She said the coach is like a drill sergeant.
I think you should go talk to that coach. I don't like her talking to them like that.
No.
Come on, Kevin, go. You do love arguing with lesbians.
Just because she is a female basketball coach, you can't say that she's a lesbian.
She is. She's got to be. Hey, Ellie.
All right.
Stop.
Is your coach a lesbian?
Stop it.
Hey.
She can tell. Kids can tell.
We don't talk about it.
It's a cultural unmentionable.
Really?
Yeah, the way Asians are great at string instruments.
So I can't mention that NBA players universally cheat on their wives.
No, it is a cultural unmentionable. It offends every Kardashian.
So I'm not allowed to talk about that Ethiopians are always parking attendants.
No, you are not.
That Israelis all deal cell phones.
They do.
No, but you can't talk about it, please.
That Africans have very yellow eyes or that eating dinner next to a table from Texas is unbearable.
Not out loud.
You know what, then? I'm going home.
Great. Hey, this is Katie Appleton from The League. You are listening to More Like Radio.
Back live on Hippo Juice. Number to call in is 954-573-2780 or hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook to get in contact with the show. Or go to morelikeradio.com/live to join the chat if you want to get in touch with us live. And if you're downloading the podcast, you should check out the chat room because that's where there's a lot of, I guess, funny dog pictures right now. But normally, a lot of good interaction with the fans. So, yeah.
Well, funny dog pictures is good interaction with the fans.
I agree.
It makes me laugh.
We have fans.
Yeah, lots of them.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
I know, right?
It's unbelievable.
Probably because of all the funny dog pics that we have in our chat room.
Most likely.
Yeah. All right. I guess let's go over to Sean. Sean, is that a Florida story?
Indeed it is.
So if that is a Florida story, then I think Marie has to play this.
Everyone from Florida is stupid. Everyone from Florida is dumb. I might not be the brightest guy, but next to them my IQ's high. If they had guitars, here's how they'd strum.
Sword, hacksaw, and wind chimes wielded in Rampage.
Yeah, Rampage!
29-year-old Winter Garden man remains...
Winter Garden? That's just down the road.
They're very close.
Remains behind bars today after wielding a variety of weapons, including a sword, hacksaw, and even wind chimes.
But to be fair, he was fighting his wife in an ECW match.
In a Rampage...
He was fighting those ninjas in Winter Garden.
In a Rampage
that's
bloodied...
Right. The fucking Windermere ninjas are going over there. The motherfucker's protecting his goddamn family.
No, he was actually in a Rampage that bloodied his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, ex-girlfriend. Oh. I apologize.
At one point...
She was a ninja.
Jeremy Bryant bit the victim's nose.
Jeremy Spoken.
Bit the victim's nose and licked her face, a report from the Orange County Sheriff's Office said.
Was he a puppy?
He faces a slew of charges, including attempted second-degree murder. His alleged victim said Bryant attacked her late Sunday as she was taking some items from her house on some irrelevant road and bringing them to a neighbor's house, fearing for her safety after learning that Bryant was involved in a hit-and-run crash. Well, that's good for him. He broke into the neighbor's house, disarmed a sword-wielding resident, threatened to kill the woman, kicked over a mailbox, and threw a propane tank into the house.
Oh, wow. So the chick had a sword-wielding man protecting her?
Apparently.
And then he said, smile, you son of a bitch, and he shot it.
He threatened...
Walk away slowly with badass music.
He threatened to choke the woman using cables from a wind chime. Then he squeezed
wind chime cables?
He squeezed
they
the woman.
They can't be very long.
It was the most annoying sound attack ever.
Then he squeezed the woman's, and they left out the word throat, I'm assuming, because it says here, then he squeezed the woman's until she couldn't breathe anymore.
It might have been vagina.
He just
squeezed the women.
He squeezed the women's.
Breast?
Squeezed the
women.
Maybe it was breast. Maybe he squeezed her titties until
No, you just squeezed the
breathe.
Women's.
Because you can do that to a girl, right? Like, you can squeeze her tits until she can't breathe?
It's legal,
if
too.
If you squeeze them, do they get bigger?
Yes.
Calm down, John.
Do they get swole?
Swoltronation, bro.
He also put a hacksaw to her throat.
The woman hacksaw says, Jim Duggan?
Yes.
What did she do, by the way,
What did she do?
The woman suffered a cut to her right arm, but wasn't sure how it happened. Probably somewhere between the ninja sword and the hacksaw.
No, actually, ironically, it was the wind chimes.
Right.
Oh.
He dragged her into his pickup and drove off. She jumped out of the truck when it was stopped by more irrelevant roads on Colonial Drive.
Man, there's a lot of irrelevant roads around here.
And ran to a deputy's patrol vehicle nearby. So she dove out of the car and ran to the police officer.
Damn, that is fantastic. Dramatic day.
Yeah.
So she's just running down the street with wind chimes, like, tied to her legs.
He broke into somebody's house and stole a sword. From another person in their house. Jesus. How much of a bitch are you that you got beat up wielding a sword in your own house?
No, let's face it. These were the ninjas, and this guy was trying to stop them.
That's why you buy a gun, folks. So why else would somebody you have breaks swords? Into your house in the state of Florida, you shoot them.
What kind of a sword was it?
It was like a ninja sword, it said.
Actually, weird. It was one of those French fencing swords. It was very odd. I don't know.
Wow.
A rapier?
Oh, no.
Whoa, hey.
No, next year.
It doesn't say that in the story. He didn't do that to her. It was just going to die. Come on. Jesus.
Why is this?
You're just going to steamroll over my joke.
That was.
I liked
that.
I liked it in the background.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
I didn't hear
it.
What was it, John?
Don't worry about it. You have to listen to the replay.
No, I want to hear it now.
That's good. Oh, my God.
How annoying are wind chimes?
Very, very.
I look down on people who actually carry them in their house.
I don't have wind chimes, that's for sure.
Ugh.
So great, isn't it?
My mother keeps canaries at her house.
Oh, no.
It's even worse.
My mom is turning into the crazy bird lady at this point.
I have a clock that every hour it chirps a different bird sound.
I would break
that. My friend's
thing.
Grandma has that. It drove me nuts. I stayed at the house and I was like, what's going on?
Guys.
Oh, no way.
I found a YouTube video called Canary Singing, the Best Canary Trio in the World, Canary Training Volume 2, 42 minutes long. Yep,
wow. Canary Trio Volume 2.
Oh, I hate it.
God, birds are terrible.
Are they hanging out on a freeway? What is all the
noise? They're just
noise
chilling. They're just selling crack on the freeway. Racist canaries. What did you just pull out? Oh, this is another Florida story. You don't have to play the song anyway, but Sean, you want to read this one? I like this one.
What, the
yeah,
Florida
just
story?
A mugshot. This guy's a fucking idiot.
The guy's so dumb. Port St. Lucie.
Port St. Lucie. Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, we
just went through there the other day. Was bragging. Okay, a Port St. Lucie man was bragging on his Facebook page about his life as a drug dealer and how easy it was for him to sell drugs in front of Martin County Sheriff's deputies, according to Martin County Sheriff's Office. Deputy said Taylor Harrison, 21, took a selfie of himself with stacks of drug cash and drugs and a photo of I wish they'd just fucking type that shit out. Martin County Sheriff's Office patrol car that pulled alongside of him. Deputies captured a photo with an undercover camera while Taylor tried to sell drugs to an undercover deputy.
Oh, what
is he Puerto Rican?
No. He's a
Port St. Lucie,
like
it's going to be white
yeah,
trash.
It's white trash. It's all white
Port
trash.
Port St. Lucie's all white trash.
Since Taylor was kind enough
I'll post a picture in
to share photos of us on his Facebook page, we thought we would share these photos of Taylor on our page.
Oh, what a shithead.
The sheriff's office posted those mm-hmm. pictures. That's fantastic. On their Facebook. Taylor's bond has been set at $55,500.
So the guy was just proud of the fact that it was so easy to sell drugs because of the area?
He was taking pictures of the cop car in front of it that he was selling
no,
drugs.
No, he had drugs in the car and then the patrol car pulled up next to him. He had it in his lap, so they took a selfie and then posted it on Twitter. What a dumbass. Like,
I was going to say, did you think it was like Amsterdam from The Wire?
I don't know, man. Like, I don't...
Port St. Lucie's terrible.
It's really terrible there, and I don't understand
why people live there.
Why anybody lives there.
Like, he didn't want to commit to the neck tattoo. He did it just above the nape of the neck.
Right. It's across his chest, bro. Thug life across the chest. Or no, thug it's life across the belly.
He looks like
I'm
Johnny
sorry.
Manziel.
He does. He's going to be a backup for the Browns, too. All right. Dee found this list, and I'm going to read
it. Wait, was that an anal joke?
No. The top 10 unsexiest world records. These are Ooh. Fucking fantastic, okay? Dee, if you want to read. Do you have a pull that
one? All righty. Number 10, oldest twin hookers. Hickers.
I like hickers better.
I like hickers.
Oldest twin hookers.
Okay, let me post a picture of the oldest twin hookers in the chat so everyone can enjoy them with me.
No. For 50 years, Martine and Louise Falkens worked as prostitutes in Amsterdam. Money was the primary motivation, no shit, why the twins entered prostitution in the first place. They started hustling at the age of 20 and over half a decade had sex with 355,000 men.
Wow.
What do they look like at age 20?
So wait, so for Feet. 10 years, that means they had, it was no. like what, one a week kind of thing?
How much semen have they consumed?
I don't know.
No, wait, they went from 20 to 70. Why does that say half? Oh. Never mind.
Then many of us would find a story. Yeah.
50 years.
In 50 years,
at 70, the twins finally realized they were too old to execute some acrobatic sexual position and decided to quit their jobs.
Number nine, this guy is a fucking baller.
Oldest male porn star. Who says becoming a prolific porn star is only for the young? Shigeo Takuda proved that the oldest.
Of course he's Japanese. Of course he's Japanese.
Can excel in the multi-billion dollar industry. Hailing from Japan, the land of kinks, Takuda started in the porn industry in 1994 at the age of 59. Since then, he has never looked back and plans to continue on performing in front of the camera until 2015 when he reaches 80.
That's a whole genre of porn that I don't understand, is old men with young chicks. Like that, I don't get the fetish behind that.
An old man.
Yeah,
so obviously you don't get it yet. We'll be an old man one day and you'll get it.
I'm talking about like younger. I knew a guy, like a younger guy who thought that was sexy for some reason because he was like, oh, it's degrading to the girl. I'm like, yeah, but you can. How about like a younger, not a dude who's like white haired and saggy.
He starred in more than 350 porn flicks, and most, if not all, of his partners are very young girls, young enough to be considered his great grandchildren.
How many tentacles has he taken?
Oh,
the world's biggest vagina.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Yeah. Big pussy.
Where's Ryan? History's Ryan here? Wait.
Oh. Well, she's kind of a big bitch, too.
I mean, obviously, she'd have
to. She is a real big bitch.
Her vagina is irradiated.
Ew.
History's largest vagina. Oh, largest human vagina.
Her vagina is cold.
Belonged to a Scottish woman named Anna Swan. Born on August 6, 1846, in Nova Scotia, Swan weighed around 18 pounds when she was a baby. At age 4, she was 5 feet tall. Oh my God, that's how tall I am. At adulthood, she was 7
too?
Feet. No, I'm very short.
That's not what he asked.
So can her vagina like engulf a man?
Swan's vagina measured around 6 inches or 15 centimeters.
Is that impressive?
Like why? Like just from top to bottom kind of thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it
what about the diameter?
Yeah, yes. Vagina that was like...
So that's huge.
Length or...
That's a big...
I could put my whole head in that thing.
Jesus.
Yeah, that's fucking big.
She was 7 foot 11.
Jesus.
Oh, gee, okay, wow. Well, that's
she was taller than Sean.
She's almost 8 foot.
Yeah.
Or she's going to have a huge pussy.
She smells like
pussy,
fish.
But horrible at basketball because she's a woman.
Did she have any kids?
Doesn't say.
What, did they fucking slip and slide out?
Maybe.
She gave birth to a 5 foot person.
Longest penis, number 7.
Longest penis. All men dream of having a longer and bigger penis.
I really don't. Maybe when I was younger.
All women dream of men having longer and bigger penises.
That makes sense.
True story.
That I believe. That
is for a New Yorker named Jonah Falcon. Ooh. Having a gigantic dong is not an elusive dream, but an actual reality.
Dutch is about to play Falcon Punch.
It's more
punch.
Of a wet dream.
Falcon Punch!
When flaccid, his member measured around 8 inches.
What?
That's fantastic.
That's so small.
When fully erect, it reached a monstrous length of 13.5
inches.
Oh,
he's a definite grower. Jesus.
13.5?
Dude, that would suck.
What are you doing with it?
D, read on.
I wonder if that's hereditary.
Read on.
Falcon is a bisexual and claims to have sexual affairs with numerous men and women, though he enjoys wearing cycling shorts and tight jeans in public to make his gigantic member more noticeable. He has declined numerous offers to perform in
porn. Just an asshole.
At least the guy is having fun with it. He's just like, yep, I'm putting on my jogging shorts today.
Just this huge 13-inch cock.
Ugh. Please give me the tightest pants in your store.
6.
How old is this guy and where does he live?
New York.
New York.
I want to see if we can't get this dude on the phone.
I hope that's not a picture of him.
Why? You want to talk to his, you want to see his dad?
Yeah, that is a picture of
like
him.
He looks like an asshole.
Yeah,
he'd be hot.
Walking around.
What was that show?
There's a picture of him with his giant dick. Hold on.
There's a picture of him with his giant dick.
In his bicycling shorts.
Ew.
It was 8:22. That was just
look at it.
It's awesome. It looks bent.
He's so ugly.
Well, it has to bend to one side to go down.
Oh my God,
his
dick has an elbow.
It's not an elbow.
He goes out in cycling shorts. That's hilarious. What was his name again?
Jonah Falcon, here's a article if anyone wants to read more about him and his giant wing.
Can he get a falcon tattooed on his dick?
That way he can really do
a falcon punch?
Okay. Next up, strongest vagina.
What?
What?
Guess where she's from. Strongest vagina.
Thailand.
Norway.
It's Marie.
It is. No. She's a Russian gymnast.
Ah.
Hello, I take penis and break in half.
Tatiana Kozhevnikova.
But just call me Babushka, so please.
Oh, this is Dennis's cousin, right?
Call me Babushkas.
Dennis's cousin.
Yeah, Western dick hole.
Mastered the art of lifting heavy objects using only her incredibly strong lady hole.
Jesus.
Huh. Hot.
Wow.
Juicy.
She can lift a kettle ball that weighs around 30 pounds with her vagina.
Did you say a kegel ball?
I did on accident, but it's kettle ball.
Kegel ball?
Juicy, my mother, she taught me at very young age to stick things in vagina. And
oh, yeah? How'd you work your muscle out?
She taught me the kegels. And I work on the kegels for many years.
What's the heaviest thing you lifted up again?
Well, I work now in weights, and I lift the kettlebell. Yes,
Have you had any trouble having sex with that?
No, I use the 30-pound kettlebell to, you know, work out my vagina. And it work well. The sex is very good. And the men, they knock down my door, so to speak. Yeah.
This is fantastic. The images are just disturbing.
I don't even need to, you know, ride the cock. I can just stick it in there and use my muscles to go up and down on cock.
Wow.
Yes, it's.
Have you ever broken any dildos?
Oh, yes. I actually have to have a subscription. I break many, many normal latex.
You have a prescription dildo?
Yes, it's a normal.
Holy fuck, is that her?
Yes.
Normal
she looks
latex.
Exactly what you think she should look.
It's not strong.
She looks like Chloe from Smallville.
Have you ever grabbed a man by his dick and dragged him around?
One man asked for
just
it.
One time. Oh, her.
He asked for it once and
I think the sex one is called the tow truck.
He never asked for it again. I do a good job.
Awesome.
Wow.
He had what they call broken penis later.
That's what everyone calls it.
I don't even know what to do.
Okay, the next one. Number
5. Most severed penises.
What?
What?
Yes. It is an undeniable fact that a man's penis is sacred to him.
Yes.
It defines his masculinity. Masculinity?
Masculinity.
Hey, masculinity, it's the last time I'm going to tell you. I'll take your badge and gun away. I swear to God.
Why did it an Irish cop? I don't know. Okay.
That is why it isn't surprising to know that many ancient bloodthirsty warriors cut off the cocks of their enemies as a form of punishment. That says phalli, but I'm not reading phalli. That's stupid. It's a cock. One notorious ruler who practiced this brutal act was King Merneptah of Egypt.
Inekchuk.
How many cocks do you think he severed in his life?
A Brazilian.
500.
13,000.
Whoa.
Severed dicks. Just dicks everywhere.
Oh, that's a good band name. 13,000 severed dicks.
13,000 severed dicks.
Yeah, but they were like British pop.
Oh, why?
Boy bands.
Yeah. Coldplay. Number 4 is awesome.
Number 4, biggest orgy ever.
Sweet.
When it comes to bizarre sexual stuff, the Japanese seem to be always on the top of the list.
Jesus.
I love them.
They invented the air sex competition. They have an annual Kanemaru
Matsuri. Is that considered a real orgy?
It is.
The festival of the penis.
Finally.
Jump in air?
So 250 men and 250 women gathered in a secluded warehouse and participated in a one-of-a-kind massive group sex orgy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Not enough guys.
Ooh.
A professional film crew was present at the location to document this hot and sticky event. Ew.
Ew. Imagine having to get that call.
Ew.
Hey, Terry, we got you out of flying to Japan.
Why?
What this time?
Asian or Japanese vaginal fluid is... delicious.
Thanks.
What? Make it sound like it's something you can buy in a bottle.
Don't believe me.
You can in Japan.
You really can. Yeah, you can order it and have it shipped over.
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's interesting to note that the whole scene was choreographed, and there were unfortunately no threesomes, foursomes, or even swapping partners. Couples only had intercourse with their respective lovers. That's boring and stupid.
The word of the air sex thing.
You know what's awesome about Japanese ladies? If you know when you're getting rid of your old panties and stuff, don't throw them away.
Marie, what's the point?
Sell them to Japanese men. Old Japanese men will buy your used panties, ladies, online. Go do
that. Or 30-year-old Sean's will also buy them.
No. Old Japanese men will do that.
Old Japanese men's your screen name.
Well, that's just boring.
Old Japanese men.
I will sell you my youth panties
at
if Earthly. You want.
com.
You want used panties?
At Telenet.
I think I could break number three.
Masturbation session.
Longest masturbation session?
Masanobu Sato.
Oh, it's not fair. He's Asian. They always win at that stuff.
This isn't fair,
dude,
man.
From the land of the rising sun. He is considered to be the world's greatest masturbator. What? That's a title.
What?
What does he do?
How do I get this title?
He was able to stimulate himself sexually for a brain-wrecking duration of 9 hours and 58 minutes.
That's it?
He executed this monumentous achievement during the night.
Just jacking it.
Apparently, there's a annual masturbate-a-thon held in San Francisco.
John, get in that.
I can.
9 hours? Nine hours of what? That's nothing.
In 58 minutes.
I was on my way to the
10
airport
hours?
And I came.
I wonder if it's just like they have to remain erect the entire
time. Yes, I'm sure you do. Because if you go flaccid, then you're basically starting over.
Well, that's easy. You just find
are you allowed to take like performance enhancing drugs or what?
I don't know.
Probably not. But I mean, if you're going to be masturbating for 9 hours, eventually that shit's going to wear off.
Yeah.
Because your adrenaline's just going to start jumping.
Right.
The thing is to pace yourself.
Can't dope yourself. I mean, yeah, you like steroids.
No, none of that. You don't need that.
Similar
either.
To like using steroids.
It's a mental distraction. You got to distract yourself mentally.
So he won by going 9 hours by keeping his dick hard. That can't be healthy for you.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, don't they have all that stuff? But, you know, if you have an erection lasting more than 4 hours, go to the doctor.
Yeah, because you're taking a chemical substance to do it.
Yeah, you can naturally have one.
This masturbation's all natural.
Dutch, I'm not an expert at masturbating, but Sean's come on a lot of things, so I think he knows.
Jesus.
Even apparently, that. The Master Beta-thon is to raise money
boners.
For charity for HIV prevention, for safer sex, and alternative safe methods of sexual
don't spread
expression.
It. Just jerk off for 9 hours.
Well, yeah, preventative means. I mean,
I know what it means.
No, preventative means.
Probably just use condoms instead of jerking off for 9 hours.
Well, you
probably
can use condoms as well, yeah. What?
I'm just saying for the AIDS thing.
Oh. No, that's not fun either.
Wait.
AIDS? Dude, you
this
should
is creepy,
use condoms.
Though. Montreal's
AIDS.
First Master Beta-thon, aka Wankfest, was on May 4th.
I'm on board.
And raised money for the charity Head and Hands, a youth sex education and outreach organization.
I like it.
Heads and Hands.
Hey, kids, don't have sex. Jerk it.
Oh. Denmark, they have different categories. Number of orgasms.
Categories.
Ooh, number of orgasms women. 222 was the world record.
Wait, this is number two? Most orgasms in a day?
Wait, that one? Most orgasms in a day.
Wow. What the hell was that from?
MacGruber.
Oh, okay.
An English woman named Zara Richardson holds the world record for having the most number of orgasms in a day, up to 500 at a time.
Woo!
Wow.
Woo!
You're really working it, girl.
She looks absolutely miserable in this picture, and
she's
holding ice in her vagina with vegetables.
Seriously, not many women could bring me to orgasm in front of my mother.
What?
Apparently, she has a rare medical disorder called persistent sexual arousal syndrome.
I would have called it a disorder. I call it an awesome disorder.
Nymphomania?
You still call it a disorder,
shut up.
Idiot.
I call it what you call whatever
this,
I want.
Yeah.
Yeah,
having
heard
hundreds of orgasms every day makes it difficult for any man to sexually satisfy her.
So wait a second. So this, okay. Let me, can we?
No.
Can we try something?
Yes.
For five seconds?
Yes.
No. Let's be serious for a minute.
Okay.
Shh.
Guys.
Whatever this. Whatever
calm down.
This
everyone
is,
be super
Royce,
serial.
Calm down.
You calm down.
Whatever this disorder is, right?
You the have, sexy disorder.
Right. The sexy disorder, right?
Sexlexia.
Okay. We have to be tolerant
of that. It's Basas.
Right? We have to be tolerant.
It's called Psoas. Persistent sexual arousal syndrome.
A Volkswagen Psoas.
Psoas.
Right. Persistent sexual arousal syndrome or okay. some crazy shit like
Panini
that.
Panini
right?
Psoas.
Yes.
Okay. Now, do you have to. Where's the tolerance level with other forms of sexual deviancy? Do they all become some sort of just thing that we classify away or.
What are you getting at?
I don't confused. Think this is a deviancy. I think it's an issue it's with a, yeah, it's an issue. Neurologically or something.
So you're saying that, like, if I'm reading you correctly, you're saying that if anyone else gets off to just random things, she gets off by nothing, that's a disease. But if you get off by, let's say, in your case, little children, that should be considered a disease as well?
In my case. No, all of them. Wouldn't all of them be diseases?
Well, she's, no. I mean, she has uncontrollable orgasms. Like,
yeah,
just
the
doing,
wind will blow. And
good name for a band, though.
Uncontrollable orgasms.
This is more of a...
Is this a physiological or is it a mental thing?
Physiological, I
Anything
think.
Anything can stimulate her, but I don't think she is personally enjoying it. I think her body's just orgasming.
Yeah, she's just really tired all the time.
She's just exhausted.
I think that's what I was getting at, Dutch, was more of a... Is this a physiological or more of a...
No, Sean, it's
more of a physiological.
It says simple things like sitting in a restaurant, riding a train, driving a car, and even sitting beside someone on a sofa can sexually stimulate her.
Okay, see, because there's a lot of physical that involved in that.
Let's get
physical.
Also, for women, there's a lot of emotional investment attached into
it. So there's an emotional.
So here, are we saying that there's more, probably more of a lack of emotional?
I don't think she's getting emotional sitting in a restaurant and orgasming.
No, it's just physiological.
Yeah, it's just
bullshit.
Happening.
It's got to be, yeah.
Some kind of wire.
Oh, Olive Garden. Oh, oh.
Like, how do you even live?
I want more salad. It's my soup.
It sounds like it would be just awful.
Toss that salad.
To just everywhere you sat down, everywhere you...
Yes, extra cheese.
You just walk down the street. I got to go to the grocery store.
Yes, more cheese, yes!
Like, I don't... Just
for legal reasons, she can't even enter, like, a school. Like, she's just afraid. She's like, I don't want anyone to think anything. Just...
Jerry, what's wrong with your mom?
She's always shaking.
She's been at the pencil sharpener a very long time.
Oh my God, it's happening.
Why is that so specific? It's so funny.
Because it vibrates.
Is she sure? I'm imagining it's like the one that's attached to the wall that you have to
hand crank. Yeah, it vibrates
to the floor. That never worked, mind you.
You can feel it in your seat.
You will always end up breaking off the tip of the lead pencil by the time it gets to a point where it's sharp enough.
Never know.
She shouldn't pierce your clit.
What?
Number one.
What?
Ooh.
Most partners in a day.
Ooh, can we guess?
October 16th. Yes.
Two.
How many do you think?
Two.
How many days? Okay, let's see. I know Chuck Palahniuk wrote a book based on something similar to this. It's called Snuff, and the girl ended up dying in the book.
Yeah, I read
the
book.
I think I remember reading somewhere, I think it was 900 in one day was the record set. It was like a porn shoot type thing. Anybody else have a guess?
Good guess.
Very close, Joel.
Close.
Ooh, am I hot or cold?
Yeah. You're very hot.
You're hot. And you
I mean, you're a
higher.
Six, but you're hot in
no,
this situation.
I meant as in close to the number. Anybody else have a guess? We'll do Price is Right rules.
Well, I read it, so.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm going to guess 919 then. Did I get it?
Yeah. Well, you were really right on there.
$1. $1, mm-hmm. Bob.
All right.
It's
October
Drew
16th, 2004. $1,
Bob.
It's Drew Carey now.
$1, Bob.
Bob's not there anymore.
$1,
Lisa
Bob.
Lisa Sparks?
With
yes.
X's.
No. Okay. That's
fine.
The one I remember.
Lisa Sparks with three X's.
I've jerked off to her.
Bob. She's extra naughty.
Thank you, Joel.
Extra naughty by nature.
She had sex with not 100 or even 500, but with 919 guys.
Wow.
I wish I could
in
do that.
In a day.
And only 12 of them wore condoms.
Now,
Sparks, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sparks desperately wanted to win the third annual World Gangbang Championship held
Dude,
in Poland.
Sean,
that's a thing?
Sean's going for it next year.
Why don't I know these things exist?
Dude, they have. I actually watched part of that of a video that was similar to that.
Whoa.
But
whoa.
It was just awkward to watch. It's like a whole thing.
Also,
like it's a whole,
she's
like,
married.
Oh.
What
sorry,
a chance.
Guys,
to her job.
Guys.
What a chance.
Bear with me here. Okay, she's in a championship. If you're doing any kind of challenge, after a while, it gets tiring, and you may think to yourself...
No, I mean, you can do it! I'll bring you water!
Okay, just follow along with me here. Any chance? Any competition's going to get challenging to a point, correct? Yes.
Not for me because I excel at everything.
Well, to
Royce
be fair,
919 guys.
To be fair,
920 all day.
If I'm just going to lay on
every day.
Sean, I don't want to. To be fair, if you're running a marathon after 20 miles, you'd be like, oh, I don't want to do this anymore.
That's true. But if I'm having marathon sex and I'm just laying on my back,
hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
What I'm trying to get at is if by the 867th guy that she's having sex with, uh-huh. and she thinks, man, I really don't want to do this anymore, but I want to win. Is she raping herself?
Okay.
Yes.
Look.
Mm. Yes.
Well, okay. Now, what stipulates the rules? Is it 919 different guys?
But
and
a dick in one.
Yes. Or they just got dip it in once.
They probably stick their dick in her. Yeah.
900 and something dudes took their turn.
Do they have to get off?
I don't know.
Yeah. What counts?
I don't know. Maybe.
Let's see.
Because sometimes guys don't get
Google
off.
I will Google the third annual gangbang championship, and we'll find out.
So, yeah, and see what the rules are, because I'm thinking if. If she's sitting there taking, them the full way, or do they just come in and just kind of poke it in for, like, let's say 5 seconds?
Boop.
Boop.
Boop. Yeah, because, do they have to...
I don't know more about this championship.
Is it maybe, a time thing? Like, they have to pump for a good solid minute, or...
Right.
Yeah, what if one guy just wants to take a really long time?
She's got 38 double Ds.
Meh.
Mm. Did you say meh?
She's also kind of fat.
See?
What are you
trying? She's not very attractive.
See?
No, she's fat. I get it. She's not
really
attractive.
She really isn't.
She's got kind of a meh face. I fuck 919 men. Meh.
That's really what she sounds like. Is there two
Lisa Sparks?
I'm isolating that.
She has this face of gimme more dicks. I want all the dicks. Gimme.
Here
we go. I got the rule. Oh, wait. Hold on a second.
Did you find him?
Oh, but they give me a pop-up and I can't get out of it.
God damn it.
It gave me a thing like I had to even read this. I have to sign into something.
Ah, Domino for the win.
Oh,
minutes. I would be into it more. I wouldn't be into it anymore.
Oh, wait. Okay, I found one.
It says for 2 minutes at a time.
Jesus.
Every man. Yeah.
All the guys needed to pass an STD screening. Started at 9 a.m. Finished at 9 p.m. Oh, it's only 12 hours.
900 men in 12 hours?
Wow.
I can do that.
The rule says that each sexual contact has to take more than 30 and at the most 60 seconds.
Oh, here it's at 2 minutes. But
wouldn't it suck to come in second?
A minute?
Wouldn't
that suck?
What?
It's a race. I'm winning.
You're just fucking so hard, fucking all the men, and you're just second.
Did you get a consolation prize? Do you get, I don't know, a Kia Soul or something? Because it's going to suck. Because now you get the sore vagina. Do you look like a fucking Krispy Kreme donut, and you get nothing?
She wouldn't look like a Krispy Kreme unless were they wearing condoms?
If they had an STD screening, I'm assuming no.
Well,
I guess not.
No condoms?
Well, now in porn, they have to. If it was porn.
Well, it's in Poland, so.
Oh, okay.
Apparently, there's a girl named Patricia who's also trying to set the record. She came in second with 898.
Oh, that's got to be the worst. So close. That's got to be the worst way.
The previous record, which was 760.
But that's got to be the worst way to lose. Be like, oh, I took all those dicks for nothing.
That was clean, also, Dutch. That was also clean, 841. Yeah.
You have to.
I got it.
Thank you.
How shamed do you feel after taking 800 dicks and not winning the fucking prize?
You do not want to come in second.
Or do
no.
I?
No. You come in first or you don't come at all.
This is just turning into something.
Oh, God. Just think of all the women that didn't win and how many times they cried afterwards. Oh, that's so sad.
No.
No.
Oh, no. Yeah, Domino was saying, I wouldn't be into it anymore if I was a girl. After 650 to 700, I start thinking about my life and what my goals are. It's true. Because you're
my goals are to fuck 919.
Because you're just
to be a
there.
Human cum dumpster.
I can't even take meeting 5 new people in a day, let alone getting fucked by 919. I can't even remember somebody's name. Can you you imagine? That's almost 1,000 people.
Fine, Marie. How many new people can you fucking today? 10? Because your birthday's going to be weird if you don't give me a number soon.
Oh, no.
But her birthday's all...
It's going to be a while.
Okay. Yeah. This is in the works.
He has to get a list together. There's a lot of coordination involved. Jesus.
Okay, so 919, I guess, is a lot. Maybe, if you're a rookie. Whatever. Marie, do you have a story? Because I know I sent you a few.
Yeah. You want to transition easily from one store to another with riding a sex toy in public for charity?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Sexy show tonight.
What sex toy is it?
It's a Simeon? Simeon machine?
Ooh, those are awesome.
All right. There's a video, so I'm just going to play
it. Are they?
Yeah.
Aren't they like super expensive too?
Yeah.
When I used one, all I could think of the whole time was like, this is why men fear Skynet. Like, this is the real reason they fear the machine.
Well, dude, if you guys are going to get robot fucked all, so are we.
All right. Video.
Wait, is this like an actual robot?
It's $1,400 if you want the machine. That's how expensive it is.
It's like a big vibrating saddle.
It's like the motorcycle seat. It looks like a motorcycle seat.
Like that contraption that George Clooney made in Find Me Guilt or Burn After Reading.
But it has all these old timey knobs. Like, it's weird. Like, the knobs
like
are like
steampunk?
Yeah, like steampunk. The knobs are like you're operating like a diesel submarine. And then you turn it on, and then the whole room smells like burnt plastic and fire. It's very weird.
Yeah, we have this one now. It is called Das Boot.
But, all right.
All right.
But it just looks like a boot. Yeah, that is what it is.
On a Sibian. And if you don't know what a Sibian is, this is basically a vibrating saddle for female pleasure.
Today we're raising awareness for a serious issue in a fun way. For every second that a girl stays in the Sibian, we will donate $5 to the prevention of female circumcision.
Oh, God. I know people that can make a lot of money for charity then. Fucking for sure.
Wait, now they have to, like, do the full... are they just sitting on the vibrating part?
Second?
Because you can attach a dildo to it. Are they having to sit on it with the dildo up?
You'll see in the video.
Bro, these fucking bitches are basic bitches and rookies.
They're doing it on Venice Beach.
So it's like dry humping.
$5 a second?
That's nothing.
Do you like your clitoris?
I mean,
I would have made that. Yes.
Okay, so basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to raise money and awareness for the prevention of female circumcision because it's horrible.
Okay, and that's actually a thing.
No, I did a book report on it actually in high school.
No one cares.
I was raised in Africa. Mine's lopped way off.
I go to school.
I did a book report on it and I got a personal pan pizza from Pizza
Hut. Book report on seals.
Yeah, because we go down to Seal Beach on the weekends. It's right there. It's so close to LA.
I got an A on it.
It's so nice.
Are they gonna play them on it? Because that's what I care about.
All right, let me see if I can.
Yes, they are.
I believe they are.
Like pleasure?
Finally.
Hold on.
Are you down?
Get to it. All right.
I'm not ready yet. Flex more? No!
Pussies.
I'm nervous. Okay. Oh my god. Okay. This is a lot going on. Woo! Well, that's okay, yeah. Woo! Where can I get one of these?
Sibian.com.
Oh, that's interesting. I hope my boyfriend doesn't see this. Okay.
She fell off.
Oh my god. Wait, hold on. Wait. Did I have all too bad? I might not need to go on a date later anymore. You know, we'll see.
Fair enough.
It's actually kind of funny watching it.
She's having an orgasm right now. She's having.
There's an old guy just shaking his head like, I can't believe these girls.
Was there like Westboro Baptist people saying like sex is for fags?
I can't even talk my feet. This is cruel.
No, bro, they're doing it right on Venice Beach, right on the boardwalk.
That one chick was really like it.
That one chick just totally came on it.
The other ones are just getting giggly.
The one girl was super into it.
Yeah.
How long is the longest somebody has stayed? Okay, alright.
She wanted to break the record.
How long is the longest? Who did stay on the longest?
I don't know.
A lot of these girls are on bikinis. Whoa, whoa. Okay,
yeah, because they're on Venice Beach.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, it was awesome. Thank you.
I wonder how many of them squirted on the scene.
All right,
all
right.
All of them.
All of them.
All of them. Guaranteed.
All of them are
guaranteed.
Holy shit.
Thanks for watching, guys.
You don't understand. That machine is made specifically for, like, they built it around. That's
rock
why they charge
roll.
So much money for it. They built it around specifically to make women come. It's that's all. It's only purpose in life.
Yeah, the way it's set up, the way they have the vibrating,
it's
the
crazy.
Different speeds and the movement and whatnot. Yeah,
and that's I'm just sitting on it, not even with the attachment actually inside. It's fucking the machine is.
I have a feeling these guys weren't doing it for charity. They just wanted to get a good viral video and pick up some chicks on the side.
I'll
of the
do
beach.
It for charity
because they're good looking dudes. So I can imagine they're like. Here's my number if you want to hook up later. I'm sure they fucked every
single
one of them.
I think MLR needs one of these machines just, I mean, for the show. So, I mean, if everyone wants to buy us one, that's fine. Or
yeah, Sibian, if you're listening.
Yeah, fucking Phil Sibian, do me a favor.
I don't think, no, it's not.
Is it Phil Sibian?
I don't think
no,
so.
No, I think it's Sil Sibian.
Okay, well, Sil Sibian, whatever your name is, send us one.
I can't.
And I don't want a fucking half a motorcycle with a dildo taped on it, guys.
That's
not a funny joke.
I do. Don't talk for everybody when you're not everybody.
Can I have the motorcycle with a dick on it?
Wait.
You have to use it in the garage with an opener, you're going to die. Gasoline
fumes. We
can
start a motorcycle
alone.
Gang with our dildo motorcycle.
Oh, that's the best idea I've ever heard.
Cock cycle.
Dildos of anarchy.
Dildos of anarchy.
If somebody buys it, Sean will ride it for an hour.
Hey, girls, you want to go on another ride? Only for 10 minutes. All right.
We'll have like hot gang jackets, like leather jackets. They're just like big cocks on
big
the back.
Pink dildo.
Nah, they're just Planet Hollywood jackets.
Nice.
Or Hard Rock. Some stupid shit. Worst biker gang ever.
Sponsored by GoDaddy or something.
Or is it the best biker gang?
No,
ever?
It's worst.
Best.
Oh, best.
Breast.
All right, who the wants breasts. The next?
Can D get
oh,
one?
Oh, I got one because it follows one? What you just said. 21-year-old woman only has to pay $500 fine after hitting and killing a motorcyclist.
God, to be fair, she's cute.
How hot is
to
she, bro?
To be fair, she's cute.
Well, is that part of the story? Because I'll post her picture right now.
I mean, cute
and then
for somebody
we'll decide
who kills somebody.
If she's okay to kill somebody because she's kind of cute.
She's got big eyes.
She is really
she looks
big
like
eyes.
That, kind look that girl from those epic movies.
Whoa, D.
what?
No, never mind.
Can I start?
Yes.
Can I? Okay.
And you didn't?
She was in Annapolis, Maryland. A woman who
stop touching your microphone with your mouth, D. It's making noise. There you go.
Nope, still doing
okay,
it.
Okay, who's stop doing
happening.
It?
Oh,
okay. A woman who hit.
D, take your shirt off.
She'll do it.
Stop. We're going to get kicked off of Ustream.
A woman who hit and killed a man in March of 2013 will face no greater legal repercussions than a $500 fine. Elizabeth Myers, age 21, was pulling...
Because she's $500 fine.
Oh.
Because she's hot? No?
She was pulling out onto Route
3. She's pulling out, huh? Look at Dick.
And was heading towards a convenience store when she hit and killed a 30-year-old Jonathan Roberts who was riding his motorcycle. The collision reportedly propelled...
Oops. Sorry.
She's from Annapolis, Maryland. Do you have a Maryland woman?
I don't have a Maryland woman. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. The collision reportedly propelled Roberts into the air. He died at the Baltimore, Washington Medical...
Can I go to school?
That's actually sound clips from the scene. It's crazy.
Yes. Yes. I didn't know we had those.
We have exclusives.
How do we get that?
With magic.
Oh, wow. Authorities said that Roberts had the right of way.
Right, the wrong of way.
Officials have said that a witness reported seeing Myers texting on a cell phone as she pulled onto the road.
Wait, on a cell phone she was texting? Are they sure she wasn't texting on her steering wheel?
Correct.
Okay.
Initially, the woman was facing 6 charges, negligent manslaughter.
6 charges?
Yes.
Six.
Oh.
Manslaughter by motor vehicle, criminal negligent manslaughter, reckless driving, negligent driving, failure to yield to the right of way, and text messaging while driving.
So it's 100% her fault. How's she getting away with this?
Two of the charges she initially had been facing, felony auto manslaughter and misdemeanor criminally negligent manslaughter, both carried jail time. On Monday, however... The state's attorney office said that Myers pleaded guilty to negligent driving, for which she was issued a $500 fine.
Good.
These.
Oh my God.
What?
So like no jail time, no nothing.
She killed a person. Ugh.
It happens, bro.
The six initial charges had been based on evidence at the scene and witnesses' accounts. However, a representative for the attorney's office said additional police work revealed conflicting evidence, which led to Meyer's plea deal.
She had a really good lawyer.
Oh, yeah, she did. Everyone was just distracted by her pubes.
Pubes.
Accounting for the lessened sentence in part was the fact that although cell phone records have indicated that Myers had sent text messages 1 to 2 minutes before.
Dean, what is that fucking picture you posted in the chat? She's ruining everything. What did you do? What is that?
At the bottom of the article, it says 35 kids who need better role models.
He looks like Duffman with a lawnmower.
Oh, you pulled a Marie by just posting a random picture that had nothing to do with anything.
I'm sorry, it was on the article.
It's at the end of the article, so it is
really the picture for those of who aren't listening to the podcast. It's just this little kid in the middle of a dirt yard with a dad with a leaf blower blowing it directly in her face, and her cheeks are all blown
out. We don't know that's his dad.
My name is Dude Manly, and I want to blow your kid.
I think.
God, I hope that was clean.
Like one of those pea shooters from Plants vs. Zombies.
Bar mitzvah, blow your kids. Birthday party, blow your kids.
Wedding,
blow your kids.
Oh, these pictures are fantastic.
Please tell me you just made that up and that wasn't from something.
Possible jail time.
He just made that up. That's
hey, John.
You have to make that as like a promo of some sort.
Blow your kids.
We need to do a commercial for Dude Manly and his leaf blower trick.
No, I want it to be a video, though. It can't just be audio.
Yeah, like the Tony Kukoc Ford, we need to do Dude Manly's leaf blower.
Professional kid blower.
Yeah, professional kid blowing.
It's not what you think.
No, but that's what makes it funny.
Are you tired of having bouncy castles and bubbles at your party?
No, fuck that.
Blow your kids.
Dude Manly.
Blow your kids. Hey, what's up?
Have fun.
Hey there, what's up? My name is Dude Manly. You have kids? I want to blow them.
Oh, no.
Motivational speaker? Hell yeah, I'll blow your kids.
The best part is that he's like,
blow your kids.
Unaware
Family
of it.
Fundraiser? Blow your kids.
It's exactly a D. He's so unaware that he's saying something terrible. Forget what I was talking about. Blow your kids.
What?
Nothing. So
another
yeah.
One of the pictures is a little girl holding a Hitler doll.
Oh, is it like Mitch?
Oh, yeah. That's little,
what I was going to say.
That's little Sherry and Mitch with their toys.
Baby's first Hitler.
Pull the string and hear so many anti-Semite remarks. Das wird ein Juden.
Nailed it.
Mama, I want to take baby Hitler.
About that.
The parents are just so not happy about it. The kid is the kid helping. You're marketing the kids, and kids are going to want to have what they see on TV.
Let's get blown.
It's from their estranged. It's from the estranged uncle.
What has Brent posted a gif of of Dexter Manly or Dude Manly's leaf blowing party, whatever we're going to call it.
Leaf blowing
so
party.
Why is his baby drinking
white, black, light? Asian, or alien? I'll blow your kids.
This is so wrong.
So awesome.
It's just so wrong.
Oh.
We have to make that video.
Oh, God.
And yes, we do CODs.
There's a fat lady sitting on her kid.
My God.
If we do, dude, watch that be like the thing that gets us famous.
Blow your
Just
kids.
Make that video.
Blow your kids.
That'd be awful.
You have to
make
that
as a video.
And like put it in the.
I don't know. I feel like Roy should be the dude that's blowing people's kids.
I don't want to blow anyone's kids, guys.
I am so down for blowing kids.
All right, John, you're blowing people's kids.
Yeah.
Thank God I talked myself out of that one. I don't need that on my resume. Hey,
you love John's response. I am so down for blowing kids.
I'm gonna blow no kids.
With 4 minutes left, you guys want to get insanely angry for no reason?
Oh, I thought we were gonna blow more kids.
I am so pissed off at that little kid. What the fuck? Get the full six pack. Don't just take two beers out of the six pack.
Can I have four beers? Okay, oh, so
you were angry.
I know you guys all remember Sandy Hook.
No.
What was that?
Sandy Hook.
The squirrel
is that
from
that porn lady that has a cesarean scar.
It's a squirrel from SpongeBob.
No, it's not SpongeBob. No, it's not porn. Sandy Hook was an elementary school where there was a shooting.
Ready to party? Are you ready to party, Mr. Kid?
Damn it.
I'm ready to party.
Well, apparently now they're Sandy Hook truthers. And they're telling mothers that Sandy Hook never existed.
I heard that they're spray painting over like
the
schools.
We don't have time, Sean. We don't have the time.
I believe it.
They're spray painting over the schools like, you know, shit, saying it never happened and, you know, you're a farce. And, dude, it's fucked up.
So are these people that are bored that just want to get punched in the face by, like, grieving parents?
Yeah, I don't.
A small group of truthers alleged the shooting never occurred or was part of a false flag operation designed to open the door to the confiscation of all guns by the government.
Makes sense.
Truthers offer numerous theories about what they say really happened, but all of them can be easily explained or debunked.
Here's the thing, is that with these kind of people, like, they make people who are actually sane individuals who want the Second Amendment rights to stay where they are look like these people. Because they're all gung-ho about it. It's just, ugh. Makes me sick.
So, thanks. Yeah. So, yeah, now there's that. Now people have to battle with that. There's a video.
For HuffPost Live, I'm Logan
Tittle.
It's
so loud.
A man in
Connecticut. Oh, my God, it's Tittle.
Oh, my God, she's on the Huffington Post.
Tittle's on the Huffington Post?
Oh, that's the Huffington Post. That's Logan Tittle. It's her we talk
about. You got 2 minutes,
please. She's getting famous.
Huffington Post, I think.
Oh, that's right. She's a HuffPost now. It's awesome.
Don't I like how he dismisses. Oh, it's fantastic.
She called Dutch a six.
Yes, she did.
All right. Anyways, let's start over.
We got 1 minute. We got to end this.
A man in Connecticut horrified an entire town last week after stealing a tribute to a victim of the
Phil Lord interview next Hippo Juice.
Yeah, Marie. Phil Lord next Hippo Juice.
We
got to
get out of here.
Oh, yeah.
Neglected Hippo Tax if you want to play him. If not, we don't have time for him. Listen. Retro up next. Phil Lord next week. All that good stuff. Hit the music, somebody. Go. And go.
And
bye, guys.
I thought she did the music.
Bye, everybody. Wow, that's really loud. All right, guys. Stay tuned for the Red Show and all that good bullshit. All right, guys.
Well, here we are again.
I like footer.
It's always such a pleasure. Remember when you tried to kill me twice? Oh, how we laughed.